You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palmbay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
How many know that we have been talking about saying, amen, oh glory to God, saying in faith, speaking in faith. The Bible says that he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. He was paralyzed. Somebody say paralyzed. Lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, let me say this here. I won't say that yet. Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, glory to God. You notice something that Jesus didn't even pray. He said something. He spoke it. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say he spoke it. And he said, son. Oh, glory to God. He's speaking of, somebody say, relationship. Relationship. Oh, glory to God. Be of good cheer. Told him to cheer up. Come on. Get excited. Oh, glory to God. Apparently, it was his hour. It was his time. He says, thy sins, oh, glory to God, be forgiven thee. How many know the sin? As a matter of fact, in this particular passage that we read, the sin is connected to the sickness. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. It was connected to, there are some things that we can do that can cause sickness to come upon us. Now, go to, let me say this here. Don't want to go there yet. Go to Mark chapter 2. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, sin opened doors. It opened doors. It was connected to the paralysis. Somebody say movement. Movement. Oh, glory to God. It affected his movement. Oh, glory to God. But the moment that Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven thee, somebody say boom. Somebody say boom. Somebody say, that's the sound of the door shutting. That's the sound of the door closing. Boom. Somebody say it again. Boom. As a matter of fact, say boom, boom, boom. That's all those doors closing. Not just all those doors closing. Oh, glory to God. Boom, 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 boom. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo. Oh, glory to God. See, because sometimes you can be paralyzed literally. Hallelujah. But there are times that we can be paralyzed spiritually. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God, because some things allow the enemy to keep us stationary. Hallelujah. It allows the enemy to keep us standing still, not moving, fixed. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Oh, say, preach with me. It'll keep, come on, some things keep you stationary. Some things will keep you standing still. It will allow the enemy to keep you in a fixed state. So the enemy was fighting this person in the area of movement. Because there are times, can I say something? Go back over to, thank you, Holy Spirit. Go back over to Matthew chapter 9. There are times that the Lord will come to his own. Hallelujah. God was just dropping so much stuff on me. That's why I'm trying to read today, because I want to make sure that, read what I wrote, what the Lord had me to write down, because I want to make sure that I get it all. Go to verse 1. Go to work, verse 1. Hallelujah. The Bible says he entered into a ship. Somebody say it's a vessel. It's a vehicle. Come on, it's a vehicle to get you from one place to another place. Come on. And the Bible says he passed over. Well, what did he pass over? Oh, glory to God. What was he passing over? What was he traveling on? He was traveling on what? The water, the sea. Somebody says nation, tongues, and people. Nation, tongues, and people. Come on. Oh, glory to God. So here's a picture, a wonderful picture, oh, glory to God, of how the Spirit of the Lord God comes into this vehicle. Come on, somebody. The Lord dwells in this vehicle. Come on. He entered into a vehicle. Are you saved today? Hallelujah. Tell somebody he's in this vehicle. Come on. He allows me to pass on, oh glory to God, to venture in this world, oh glory to God, to impact society. Are y'all seeing this here? See, you know, the Lord says you can say a whole lot in a sentence. You can spend the rest of your life preaching out of this here, verse 1. And the Bible says he came into his own city. Well, who is he talking about? He's talking about the body of Christ. And his word says you're like a city set up on a hill that can't be hid. Come on. Are y'all seeing this revelation? Are y'all getting this meat? Come on, somebody. And so here is a wonderful picture. Come on. Oh, glory to God, of the Lord coming to his own, coming to his city. Tell somebody, I'm the city. I'm the one that Jesus was talking about. A hill, a city set up on a hill that can't be hid. You can't be hid, baby.
Amen.
Okay, all right. So there are times when the Lord begins to deal with his own. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Deal with his people. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because many of us in the body of Christ, and go back over to Mark chapter 2. Many of us in the body of Christ, we're struggling. We're stuck. Come on. It's been hard for us to move, hard to move out of one place into something new. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so verse 1 says, and again he entered into Capernaum. Somebody say consolidation. Because Capernaum means consolidation. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Nazareth meant to separate. Hallelujah. There are sometimes when God will have you in Nazareth, he'll have you separating. But then there are times when God will have you consolidating. Come on. Unifying. Come on. It also means to comfort. Oh, glory to God. A consolation, which means to comfort. Amen. And so straightway, many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. Not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him bringing one sick. We're talking about the same guy. It's just that Mark is telling it from another angle. Mark is filling in a little bit more detail. And the Bible says this paralyzed man. They came bringing this man who was paralyzed. How many know that sometimes you need intercessors in your life? Come on, somebody. Especially when you need intercessors. Somebody say intercessors. Hallelujah. This word intercede, one of the meanings is to take action. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. To take action. You need some folks in your life that can take action. Some folks that can pray. I thank God. Let me show you something. We had an awesome prayer meeting in here on this morning. Oh, glory to God. I really know that when you get folks and they know how to pray, hallelujah, they know how to open portals. Alright, I won't even stay there that long. The Bible says that these four men, somebody say intercessors. Because his breakthrough for his deliverance came through others. Come on. Another meaning for the word intercede, it means to step in or to act. Oh, glory to God. To step in other words, to do something or to act. How many know there are times that when you are stuck, you need somebody to step in, come on, to act or to do something on your behalf. And so here you see these men who are a picture of intercessors, come on, coming to the door and realizing that, guess what, the door is covered. I can't get through the door. There's people all around the house. There are people in the house. Come on. And so the Bible says that they climbed up on the roof and they pulled this paralyzed man up on the roof, and they begin to tear up Jesus' roof. made an opening in the roof. They made a doorway in the roof. Come on, somebody. A doorway, an opening. Come on. They made a portal. Sometimes you need people in your life. Come on, somebody. To make a portal so that you can get an audience with Jesus. Okay, all right. Are y'all getting this thing? Are y'all getting this thing? And so, because sometimes we're running with the wrong crowd. Amen, somebody. See, let me talk about myself. I look back and I realize, come on, I'd be lying to myself if I, would say that, guess what, I arrived on my own. No, there was times that I was stuck. Come on, there was times, oh glory to God, that I couldn't move. I couldn't go anywhere. The enemy had me paralyzed. Come on, and I needed some folks in my life, some intercessors. Come on, some folks that knew how to open doors, some folks that knew how to open portals in the spirit realm. Come on, somebody, some folks that knew how to tear some stuff up to get me through the, get me to the place that I needed to get. Okay, all right. Y'all give this. Y'all give this. Yeah, bye. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. Somebody say his breakthrough for deliverance came through others. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Because here they tear open the roof. The Bible says they uncovered the roof. Come on, they made a portal. Run to First Kings. Let's stay there 1 second. Let's talk about portals. First Kings. Let's talk about portals. Go to 17. First Kings chapter 17. Hallelujah. See, we just came off of a cruise and we had to come to a port. Come on. We had to enter into this nation through a port. Oh, glory to God. We had to enter into this nation lawfully. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let me show you something. There are times that the enemy, oh, glory to God, want to enter in through portals also. It's one of the reasons why I apply the blood of Jesus. Sometimes when I'm praying, I'm like, every door, every portal, every opening that the enemy is trying to come through, I put the blood of Jesus upon it. Come on. What you stop on the earth, God will stop it in heaven. Come on. Oh, glory to God. See, because sometimes what we're seeing in the natural is because there's something that's open, hallelujah, and spiritually. Amen, somebody? And so there are sometimes that you can have clues to what's going on even in this nation because there are doors that are open. And we in the body of Christ got to begin to intercede. Come on. We got to begin to apply the blood of Jesus over this nation to shut down, oh glory to God, these portals. Come on. I ain't got time to go there. All right. Yeah, bye. Okay, all right. Let me show you something. Go to verse 9, daughter, and begin to read.
Okay, 1 Kings 17:9, it says, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon.
Zarephath meaning refinement. Come on, refinement. There are times when God wants to make your life better. He wants to refine you. Oh, glory to God. That's what they do with vehicles. Sometimes you're like, oh, I got a brand new vehicle. Honey, that vehicle 20 years old. A lot of that stuff up underneath there. Come on, they refine a little bit at a time. You thinking that you got a new vehicle and your vehicle could have 20-year-old parts on it. Come on. They don't replace all the parts at one time. They just refine it. Come on. They just make it better. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Yes, there's some new stuff on there, but there's some old stuff on there also. Read water.
And dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain me.
So a widow woman. He said, which belongs to Zidon, which is a fishery. Somebody say a fishery. And he says, I've commanded a widow woman. Oh, glory to God, who's there to sustain thee. You know, she's a widow because how many know that there are some times, and we know that every woman in the Bible can be what? Symbolic or figurative of what? Of the church. And there are sometimes we feel like the widow woman. Sometimes we feel like our head, where is my head? Come on. We feel like someone that don't have a head. Come on. Oh, glory to God. All right, let's just tell the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where is my head? Wait, well, come on now. You say you might. All right. Maybe I'm by myself. So where was we at? Where were we, daughter?
Verse 9.
Read.
Now we're to verse 10. So he arose and he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city.
Oh, somebody say portal.
Portal.
That's what a gate is. It's a portal. It's an opening. It's a door. That's what a gate is. It's a door. How many know you need God to open some doors, open the window of heaven? Come on, pour you out a blessing that you cannot receive. The Bible says that when Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were open unto him. Come on, somebody. You need the heavens open unto you. Come on, you ought to be, God, help me to find that portal, that opening. Come on, that I can stand up, that I can get up under this portal so that I don't miss what you are. Y'all get this? Okay, all right. All right. Read, daughter.
He came to the gate of the city.
Uh-huh.
Behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks.
Look at this. Look at this. She was in Zidon. She was in a fishery. I know that there was a famine going on, but at least they had fish because they were in a fishery. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. She's a picture of the church. They're struggling. Come on, gathering sticks in a place of plenty. Oh my God. Look at this now. She's in a place of plenty, but she's gathering sticks. Oh, glory to God. Sounds like sometimes us in the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. I'm talking about the body as a whole. Come on. I don't believe sometimes we're living up to the standard that God wants us to live up to. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says what?
And he called to her, and he said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, we don't even realize, because she was here, she is in the gate. Sometimes we don't even realize that we're under an open heaven. Sometimes we don't even realize when a portal is open. Come on. My God. Woo, glory to God. Sometimes, let me show you something, because when you don't recognize it, oh, glory to God. Thank you for the download. When you don't recognize it, you won't even know when to give. You'll go ahead and put that regular dollar there, and not because you don't know that you're under an open portal. And sometimes if we don't tell you you're under an open heaven, you will know it, because guess what? What was you preaching about today in our prayer meeting? You said that if we don't have a prayer life, we don't have no discernment. And then guess what? When we don't have no discernment, what was that? We won't recognize things. Come on, somebody. This is why you were all up in my message. I started to come up there and sit you down. Sit down. A prayer, huh? Sometimes we're in the same meeting. Oh, glory to God. We're in the same spiritual meeting. And so prayer helps you to discern the atmosphere, what's going on. Come on. That you'll be like, this is a good place that I'm in. Come on. Who was that just said that? Was it Isaac? Jacob? Jacob said, this is a good place that I'm in. He realized that he was under what? An open heaven. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Where is the discernment in the body of Christ that when we don't realize that we're under an open heaven? And it's good what? Hallelujah. Ooh, help me. You helping me to preach Holy Spirit today. Okay. All right. All right. And so, let's see. Here she is standing in the gate, gathering sticks, standing under a portal. Hallelujah. Sometimes God got to send somebody along, oh glory to God, to let you know what's going on. Come on, read, daughter. What happened?
As she was going to fetch the water, uh-huh. He called to her and said.
Because that water wasn't going to cost her nothing. Come on.
Yes.
So, come on. That water, she was just going to the well. Come on. And grab him some water. Read.
He called to her and he said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God lives, I have not a cake."
Because sometimes God hears now, look at this now. He says, "Bring me something to eat." Sometimes God will challenge. Let me say this. Sometimes when you're on
cruise, and behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die.
Now listen to her language. Listen to her language. A lot of the church, I believe a lot of the church is this way. Come on. Oh, glory to God. She's speaking what the enemy is showing her. She's speaking death. I'm going to die. Oh, glory to God. We ain't going to be able to do this. We ain't going to be able to do that. Come on. Come on, body of Christ. Come on. We got to get our saying right. This is why Jesus said, whatsoever you shall say. What's coming out your mouth? What are you saying? Because you say things in faith, and also you pray in faith. Come on. You can pray in faith, and you can say something in faith. If you say to this mountain, if you speak to the mountain, not praying, but say to this mountain, be ye moved and cast into the sea. Come on. He turns around and says, you're going to have what you say. Glory to God. Thank God he was God here sending the man of God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. To stir her, to activate her. Come on. To give. And the Bible says that she brought him something. And I'm not going to, she brought him some bread. And when she brought him some bread, oh, glory to God, then God made provision for her. Hallelujah. So I want to say this because there was a time I remember when me and my wife were sitting up in a church service, and I just happened to have $100 in my pocket, and I thank God for discernment that I could, have. It was a witness in my spirit to give, and I gave my wife that $100 to go up there, and she went up there to give it. And when she gave it, the preacher said, "You're about to get the best job you ever got in your life." Come on, somebody. Nobody had to say that we were under an open heaven. Nobody had to say that we were under a portal. Come on, somebody. When she sold that seed the next day, less than 24 hours. Come on. Oh, glory to God. They approached her at what? Holmes Hospital? Holmes Hospital. And she got the best job that she ever got in her life. And let me show you something. People are still approaching her. She don't even have to go and hunt down jobs. Come on. People come to you, right? They still coming to you and offering you, offering my wife. The seed that was sown is still going on in the future and working and opening doors, because you gave under an open door, an open portal. So doors are still opening. Doors are still opening. Y'all give me. I see why the Lord was backing me up, because I had to tell this thing. I was trying to figure out how to say it. The Lord don't say it that way yet. Don't say it that way. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing, the weight of glory sitting over me. I'm telling you, when I first came up here, hallelujah, I was deserving a powerful anointing. I thank God for the truth of his word. He's helping me to preach this morning. In Jesus' name. Okay, all right. Okay, I think we're done right here. Let's go back to Matthew's. Go back to Matthew's chapter 9. So we see that these men, these intercessors, oh glory to God, hallelujah, people that would step in, intercede, it means to step in other words, to do something. It means to act. Come on, oh glory to God, to act. It means to take action. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These folks, they took action. They created a portal. They created a doorway. Come on. Oh, glory to God. These, as a matter of fact, where were we here? The Bible says that, son, be of good cheer. Thy sin be forgiven thee. Come on. Because of these intercessors, he was able to get what? An audience. There are some folks that I realize that there are some folks that can help me. Oh, glory to God. Even when I'm stuck, that can help me to get what? An audience with the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And so, now the Bible says in verse 3, what, daughter?
It says, and behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes.
Sometimes some people think they know more than God.
Yes. Amen.
Glory. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Read.
And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your heart?
He called it evil. Oh, glory to God. Hold up now. You mean to tell me that they were just as evil as the man that was laying on the bed? He called it evil. In other words, sin. Closed up behind this wall of flesh. Say you're thinking evil in your heart. My God, I've been dying. Somebody say sin in the heart. They didn't realize, let me show you this picture. Here's another picture saying the same thing, but saying it in a different way. Because guess what? Here they were scribes. They couldn't move forward. My God. I said they couldn't move forward. They thought they were all right, but they couldn't move forward. Stuck. Somebody say stuck. Blind. Because of their sin. Come on. Because of their sin, they were blind. Because of their sin, they were stuck. But they were looking at the paralyzed man saying, oh, he's stuck down there, but you just as stuck as the paralyzed man.
Glory.
Will y'all get this?
Hallelujah.
With the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
I write this stuff down. I'm like, duh. You know, you can't get this type of stuff. I don't have the ability to even think like that. I don't even have the ability to take verse 1 and start reading verse 1 of chapter 9, and then the Lord says, there's more to it than that, and look at that again. And next thing you know, you read it, and you say, wait a moment.
Amen.
You mean to tell me you stepped in me? Come on, you stepped in, just like you stepped in a vehicle, you stepped in me, and you caused me to cross over, pass over, be able to go to the other side. Some of us couldn't go to the other side.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Welcome to Breakpoint, daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. The Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. The girls' volleyball team at a rural Vermont high school was banned from their own locker room after several players reported feeling uncomfortable with a male teammate who identifies as transgender joining them in the locker room and watching them change clothes. When the girls said that they'd prefer to not share their private